Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Got a special version of the weaponized woman coming up next with Keita Bussey. And I just got your text. I guess you're ready then, Keita?
I'm ready to roll.
Okay. Keita brings with her an old friend of mine. We have sat on the same places and sucked in some of the same dust. He's a little more enthusiastic about the sucking the dust part than I am, so he's a little tougher than I am. But joining us for the first time in probably a while, from Mean Gene's Leather, we're joined tonight by Gene Higdon. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, hello, Bill. It's been a while.
We talked last week on the phone. I never called him back. Every time Gene and I will talk, he'll be like, well, send me this and send me this and send me this, and I'll do this and this and this and this. And then I get too busy and I never send him anything. But I'm going to take you up on it this time.
That's why you don't never get anything.
That's right. But that's okay. Gene also has the distinction of having the coolest vinyl morale patch of anybody out there for his business. I like his the best. But anyway, this is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. So, Gene, normally what happens is I step back and Keita gets to be the interviewer. So that's what I'm going to do now. Keita, if you would, please assume the responsibility.
Yes. All right, Gene, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Keita.
First of all, I'd love it if you would tell our audience about what it is that you make, what you do for your business.
Okay, well, I make shooter's belts as far as magazine pouches, holsters, gun slings. One of my biggest products is my Hot Tamale coin purse for self-defense and a few other little products.
Do you have a Hot Tamale, Keita?
I do have a hot tamale.
Okay,
tell us what you're doing with the hot tamale now.
Oh, as far as the new version that's coming up soon?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's get out of the bag. Ever since day one that I've done it, I use a snap. It's a directional snap. It's probably the most secure system, so that way you don't lose your hot tamale or your coins that you have within it. But there is the aspect there that I like to concentrate as far as with the lady folks. There who, you know, wearing skirts, have small belts or anything such as that, or, you know, even nurses in their outfits there, scrubs, yeah, thank you, everything there to wear, and we're using no belt is available, or very little of, is changing the snaps out to magnets. Everything there. So I've been testing it for the last couple of weeks. Usually an artist is his worst critic, and I think I'm about there to where I'm ready to start hopefully producing here real soon.
Explain what the hot tamale is, just so everybody understands what we're talking about.
Hot tamale is a coin purse, everything there, but yet also, too, resembles a coin sap for less lethal self-defense. With my original hot tamale, in there, I have flown with it through TSA. I've been in courthouses and everything. One of my biggest customers are law enforcement and people of personal protection details and stuff. So, but also, too, is the common citizen who basically who cannot carry concealed or basically goes in these so-called safe zones and not allowed to carry.
Right.
Now they have at least another form of self-defense.
A hot tamale will pop a melon with one shot. And it's hitting with a flat, blunt surface. And it also comes in very handy when you're coming up on parking meters.
Oh, yeah. Or if you've got five granddaughters and grandkids like I do.
So this actually came about as a joke. Do you want to tell us about its origin?
Well, basically, is like I'm in North Carolina, gun-friendly state, but yet there are places where you can go visit where firearms are not acceptable. And so sometimes I feel naked. So I know that there was coin stats out there, but I made a version. I got bad hips, and so I don't carry anything in my back pocket. Everything goes in the front pocket. And then with all the change that I got in there, I hate loose change in my front pocket. So I designed mine that it fits on the belt, and that way it's easy to deploy. I made it just for myself. There had no intentions of bringing it as a product, and I made it. And my employee I had at the time kind of laughed at it. And then a few minutes later, Facebook pops up and says, hey, your fans haven't heard from you in a while. You know, you need to say something. And I'm saying, oh, shut up, Facebook. And anyway, I said, what the heck? I went ahead and posted on there. Next thing you know, I had like 800 shares with under 2 hours. Everybody asked.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, people emailing me, texting me, I mean, PMs and everything there is how much and when. Everything there. So
yeah.
Needless to say,
take
I was
my money.
With my yes, and the bandits, yeah, we'll give them their money, and we'll change their mind on that. They ever get walked with one there. So you know, it's just like with life. There are certain things there that you don't really think it's going to be a product, or think of, people don't think much of it, and it turns to be in one of your top sellers.
Right.
Just like in my previous business, there was a product that I made and didn't think nobody would like it, but it's one of the biggest products in the market. Already. So, needless to say there. But, you know, I enjoy making them. And like I said, it's one of my biggest products. And I got several versions of it. The V2, which is less conspicuous, doesn't look like a, should I say, a sap or a blackjack or anything like that. So, it's more squarish. So that way, its looks doesn't give it away. But needless to say, like I said, it's. Go ahead.
Your main product is actually your leather belt. So you have a quick-release buckle and a rigid leather belt with a few different designs. But what I like about your belt for concealed carry is it passes the public potty test. When you have to go into a public bathroom and you got to drop your pants, that belt is so rigid that your gun isn't flopping all over the place. You can actually still draw from the holster with the belt sitting around your ankles, and it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, I mean, it's rigid. It's just the way that I was, you know, through life, construction, heavy equipment, everything that I've ever done, I was always taught to overbuild. And so my belts are usually a good quarter-inch thick, and they're rigid. And, of course, you know, speaking of the restroom there, I mean, you don't want to drop anything on the soiled floor on that.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's just the way that that I build them. My personal belt I've been wearing over 5 1/2, maybe going on 6 years on the daily carry. I carry 2 magazine pouches on it there, one with a spare mag and a handheld. I carry my hot tamale coin purse, which weighs on the average of 15.4 ounces. Because I weigh it frequently because customers ask me, how much change can you put in it? Then on my other side, I wear one of my utility pouches, and I carry a Dark Angel mini IFAC within it.
Okay.
And then my cell phone case. And it's holding up great. And I wear it every day. I mean, I wore it to your class.
Hang on there. Hang on right there, if you will, Gene. We're coming up on the break. How do they find me, Gene Leather?
Website, www.meangeneleather.com.
Simplicity is a beautiful thing. Keita will cover your stuff when we get back. Keita has like multiple destinations, Gene. It takes a while for her to put it out. A special weaponized woman right here with Keita Bussey and her guest, Gene Higdon from Mean Gene Leather. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And tonight, we end the evening with the weaponized woman, Wakita Bussey. And she has brought with her Mean Gene Higdon, which everybody knows Mean Gene Higdon. And while, you know, and I'm just going to point this out, Gene could come out with a bookmark. And everybody that doesn't own any books would go out and buy books so they could have Gene Higdon's bookmark.
And I can tell you what book they should buy, too.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, keto could include that with a book that, as a matter of fact, isn't Gene the one that got the original I Like You Better Than Bill book?
He did.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. So the circle is complete now. Circle is complete. Please, have at it. Have at it, people.
We have come full circle. Yeah, so Gene makes this awesome belt. I use it for my personal concealed carry. And the one he made for me had a specialized belt buckle that has my logo on it, 180 Firearms Training, right on the quick-release belt buckle. It looks very cool. He also made me some leather Velcro patches that say 180 Firearms Training on them that I give out for prizes during my classes. Very high-quality leather product. Do you want to talk a little about the different styles and things you have going on with the belt? Gene?
We still got Gene?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir.
About that? Okay, yeah. Started out with the belt that you have, Keita. It was the Victory Aegis belt. Little plug out to Aries Gear because they allowed me to use her Aegis buckle on that there. And, of course, I make the nylon pipe. I make the leather on that. So, but like I said, I use stiffer leathers, two layers laminated along with the core on the inside, and sew it with 277 thread, same type of thread that sewn saddles together. I used to be a saddle maker there on that top there. And
awesome.
So it's an infinite adjustment belt to a certain, you know, range there on that. And then I make also to the regular traditional shooter's belt. It's just regular tongue buckle belt on that. Construction is very the same on that other than the buckle. And then I make a free flight belt. It's a Velcro belt, no buckle. Especially I make one there for the ladies because ladies either wear on the waist or wear on the hips. I just need two measurements, and I can make a belt that will fit that, you know, to fit the trousers, jeans that they wear on that and be able to carry their concealed weapons. And then
now
I make
that belt. So people understand the belt he's talking about has an inner and an outer Velcro. You have your inner belt that you put on, and the outer has Velcro that sticks to the inner. Is that correct?
Incorrect. I don't make the inner.
Incorrect. Belt, okay, please correct me.
Incorrect. Yeah, but any belt that that I make is if you do want to use it as an outer belt, I can sew hook or loop on the interior if you wish on that. So. So that way you can turn it into an inner outer belt. I just don't make inner belts. Now, I make a reversible
gotcha.
Belt.
Okay.
The rib belt, it's actually, you can reverse it. It's like the free flight belt, but so you can actually, let's say a law enforcement officer or you're somewhere out there on the range, you got your outer belt, you can strip your belt off, flip it over, and you have loop Velcro exposed. And then, okay, I'm
okay
with it. I'm going to put it away. I can strip the belt off. I can turn it over. Now I got leather exposed. So now I can go out to lunch, dinner, you know, or entertain and or go back to work on that there. So that's my rib. And then I make the barbarian belt. It's basically two layers of leather with a nylon core with a cobra buckle on it.
Okay.
So those are several styles of the belts that I make.
Okay. Now, you've taken a lot of tactical training in your past, and your experience is more real-world type shooting and tactical type shooting. Can you tell me about your history with shooting and training and what you've done in the past?
Okay, well, with my past business there, it gave me the opportunity to take classes with a huge amount of instructors and everything there, and almost 70 to be close to the number.
Wow.
With 58 certifications. Am I an expert? No. Anybody claims to be an expert, I'm running from the hills. I mean, I look this
mm-hmm.
way. You're a student every day. An instructor mm-hmm. is a student every day. Everything there. So, but, you know, with going to these classes, you know, I'm able, not only do I learn and you know, train and learn myself, but I got another cap that I wear that I study the student. You know, for research and development, what can I do to make a product that makes that shooter more proficient?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I relate to a lot of my success and in observing the student.
Yeah, you're very hands-on about your research and development for your product. And taking classes is a great way to do that.
Oh, yes. I mean, and I admit, there's a lot of those classes I took where handgun one multiple times, hand carbine one and two multiple times. I mean, even when you get into the advanced, every once in a while, I'll go back to the basics. Everything there. You just don't take anything for granted out there. So, but yes, it was quite the experience. I really enjoyed it.
1 year, we both were at the same airsoft event, which, to understand that, Keita, what you got to understand is most of the airsoft people are kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we tried to chase them. I was there to film it. I wasn't there to actually participate. Gene was there to participate. And, you know, well, I'm glad Gene was the one participating because there was no way I could keep up with him. I tried to chase one kid that had a fake leg, and I couldn't keep up with him.
That was in South Carolina, correct?
Yep, in Barnwell.
Over at the GTI with American Millstones.
Yep. We were, Gene and I ended up sitting right next to his gigantic RV, which you're familiar with, and everybody else was running around like children, and we were sitting there letting our knees say, that's all they would say to us. We're headed into... Heading into the next break, if you will, Keita, first of all, give out your information.
Yes, you can find me at 180 Firearms Training on both Facebook and Instagram. If you would like to set up a class in your area or order a copy of my book, Smart Move Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
And Mr. Higdon, if you would be so kind.
Well, once again, meangeneleather.com and Instagram and Facebook is Mean Gene Leather. And get Keita's book. It's very interesting. Maybe she'll sign it. And, she likes you better than Bill, too.
She says that all the time anyway. Last time Gene and I saw each other was at Keita's class in Columbia, South Carolina. So Gene was running around there doing that, too. But Gene's a bionic man now, so he has the edge. But he's always had the edge. But
I'm just as crippled as you are, Bill. I'm just, so
a little more stubborn, perhaps. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
President Biden speaking on a call with the nation's governors. Biden saying the current situation isn't like March of 2020 when the pandemic began. A judge in Colorado is setting a resentencing hearing for a trucker with a more than century-long prison sentence. Rogel Angulara Mendaros was sentenced to 110 years for crashing his semi-truck into stopped traffic in 2019. The case gaining nationwide attention when individuals from truck drivers to celebrities called for changes. Judge A. Bruce Jones agreed to schedule the resentencing hearing for January 13th. Jones also making it clear during the original sentencing that he didn't agree with the severity, but was bound by law. USA Radio News. supply chain shortages continue to plague our country. This after in November, President Biden announced his plans to keep ports in Los Angeles and elsewhere operating 24 hours a day to ease the backlog. Goya CEO Robert Unanue joins Fox News to talk about what he's doing to help with the backlog.
We're investing $80 million in Texas, around the U.S., in Puerto Rico, to manufacture.
A woman in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, is charged with killing her boyfriend.
Police say a 32-year-old Missouri woman has admitted to killing her boyfriend on Christmas Eve with a sword, but they say Brittany Wilson explained she had to do it because she needed to set him free of the other entities living inside his body. They picked her up at her home in Cape Girardeau after she called 911 herself. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Weaponized woman with a key to Bussy is in place, and we're talking to Gene Higdon from Mean Gene Leather. Key to take it away.
Yeah, so I put on various styles of classes, but the particular class that you took, Gene, was a USPSA style sports class. And it was on movement. So what was it, coming from the tactical side of the house, that made you decide you wanted to take this particular class?
Well, mainly as I'm technically disabled. I got bad hips, vascular necrosis, both femur hips, and I've had fusion L5-S1, and, of course, I've got broken arm, wrist since the teens. But going to all the other classes I've had, I hit training hard. And not to say that I hurt going into the class, but I tell you, I hurt a lot more coming out. And so that movement class, talking with you prior to there, and as far as to help the knee, getting from point A to point B in a faster amount of time and a lot less stress on my body. And I admit there, you know, doing that class with you and everything there, when I walked away, I didn't feel the pain that I normally usually encounter on that. So so it was a success story on that. So I'm really glad I took that class, and I can't wait to get to another one.
So most of you know that before I was a shooting instructor, I was an RN, and I helped people learn how to move their bodies efficiently after surgeries so they wouldn't re-injure themselves, and teach proper body mechanics so you can, one, move more efficiently, two, help prevent injury, and three, if you already have an injury, help prevent the pain that is sort of inevitable, or at least minimize it and make it more manageable if it's something that you're going to have to do anyway. So I do get feedback from a lot of my students who have a history of hip injuries, knee injuries, ankle injuries, shoulder injuries, whatever it may be, back pain, they all come out of the class saying, I feel so much better after taking this class, which is really physically intensive. It's an intense class. And they say they feel much better than after taking other classes just because they are coached along the way. Hey, make sure you're rotating your hips this way. Make sure you're using that front to back instead of side to side. So at the end of it, yes, you're still going to have some pain, but it makes it much more manageable. So that's what I'm hearing you describe, is that it was much more manageable after that 2 days?
Yeah, well, oh, yes. I mean, it just basically is, other classes, you just react like a bull in a china closet. But just basically my approach, getting started, everything that pressure that's on my hips, and and pivoting and getting my body aligned and in a much better way, everything there, and also too coming to a stop. Nothing hurts me worse is when I come to a stop and both of my hips are collapsed. They need to be replaced on out there, and so but it was just that the comfort zone was a lot much better after some lessons from you there.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Even if you don't have injuries, if you're not moving properly, then you're going to have energy leaks, and over time, you will create injuries by moving inefficiently. So even if you don't have injuries, it's really important to learn these things and apply them to your shooting, whether it be tactical, real life, or sports. No matter what it is, your body's going to be moving, and you need how to learn to learn how to move efficiently. So I was really impressed with you, Dean, how you came into the class and you really gave it 100%. Like, I think you put more effort into the class than people a third of your age taking the same class.
Well, as I tell everybody there, and I better watch my language there, but it is that when I go and train, it's just like with no life. The bad guy don't give up, what I'm going to say on out there. And there's no second, no second chances in situations. So you got to give it your all. And that's the way I train. And it's just like playing football. Everything there is, football is you huddle up and you go make that play and then you huddle up again. So you give it your all.
Right.
And that's the way. That's the way I trained. I've been known to throw myself down on the ground. Superman it down to to go into
prone.
Prone or into any position, supine. Just anything there. Is I throw my body down up there is because you may not get that second chance. And so, but you know what? You're going to get hurt. You're going to feel the pain. It's just a matter of how much of that pain is going to be, how tense that pain is going to be. But you know what? Just get it over with. That's the way I train out there. And then sometimes I don't do my body good, sometimes doing that. But is how's you going to train if you don't make it realistic as possible?
Now, I don't know if you've gotten to the section in my book on going prone, but I have a section on going prone for people with injuries. For the average person and for the super athlete. So I approach it from all different perspectives. If you've had hip or knee replacements or a back injury, things like that, you're not going to be able to just fly down into the prone position without some serious repercussions afterward. So I do take you step by step through ways to go prone efficiently for those injuries. So make sure you take a look at that. You might get something out of that.
Like I said, that's a great book and everything there. And, every chance I do get a chance to read, I do read, on that. But, with, my company there is, I'm pretty darn busy, from, just about any time I do there. But yes, it is, it's a great book there as I need to get your second book out there. Just, haven't gotten to it yet.
Not out yet. I'm still working on it. It's in the editing process.
Okay.
So the book is written. It's just in editing right now.
Okay, okay. And, of course, I'll get another autograph on that one, too, huh?
And it'll say, I like Bill better than Mean Gene Leather.
Fair enough. Why would you do that?
Hey, just spread the love there, Bill. Spread the love.
I think you did you show me that at SHOT Show last year?
Yeah.
Or in 2020? Is that when I got to see that signature?
2019.
Gene comes walking right up. Bill, I got Keita's book. Look at here. look at how she signed it. She autographed my copy, Bill. Look at here. Oh, I like you better than Bill, Keita Bussey.
I still haven't forgiven you the first time you got me on the radio, Bill.
Say what?
I still haven't forgiven you for the first time you got me on the radio.
Well, I mean, Gene was probably, and I don't know if you know this or not, Keita, but when I started this whole Lock and Load, and I actually got into the part of trying to find sponsors, Gene was my first sponsor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep. So, you know, Gene and I, we have that banter back and forth where, sometimes it's fun. It's very hard to maintain the craft. Let me just put it that way. Gene, before we go to break, if you would, please give out the website, how to find you.
Okay, it's meangeneleather.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, it's Mean Gene Leather.
The best gun belts out there. You don't have to have an inner belt. You don't have to have a belt system. Just a Mean Gene belt. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line. From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and this segment has been The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, and her guest has been Jean Higdon from Mean Jean Leather. And Keita, I didn't have time to let you give out your website in the last go round, so you please do that and then take it away.
I am on Facebook and Instagram, or you can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com to set up a class or order a copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. So with that class that Jean took, Bill, you also took that class.
Well, I watched it, and I filmed it.
You did a little bit.
Yeah, I moved around a little bit, but I didn't shoot any guns or anything.
I was too busy trying to fit.
Oh, absolutely, I did. I watching you move was quite interesting, just because of of your pivots and the way you set things up, and you have this sort of an explosive, springy stance while moving, but then. At certain times, like if you're pivoting, you'll go ahead and allow your legs to straighten. It's quite interesting to watch somebody that's actually taking the time to do a thorough, what will we call it, a kinesiological breakdown on how you're going to move and what you're going to do.
Yeah, and it was really cool watching Gene do that. Gene, do you remember how many seconds you took off your course of fire? It was a lot.
Oh, that's, I can't remember on that one, I'll have to rely on you.
So the course of fire was around 24 rounds or so, not enormous, but I think you took around like 8 to 10 seconds off after you started moving efficiently.
Yeah, that too, and also too is I wasn't used to that type of shooting. You know, with
right. You had a lot to learn as far as the weird rules.
Yes, and everything. It was quite strange on that, needless to say. But I tell you what, it was interesting on that. So, but yes, I mean, yeah, there was an improvement. I just can't remember how many seconds it was. But also, too, is like you said, is just basically putting more spring in my feet, getting into point A to point B, and also too is studying that course as far as. And what you can do and can't do, but I think the biggest part of it is the motion that it allowed me to is to accelerate, and also too is, you know, if I could be able to kind of shoot on the move while walking, getting my stride down, and be more proficient rather than bobbing all over the place.
Right.
Wasn't it like 11 seconds?
I remember it was a lot. I don't remember exactly how much.
I don't know why, but 11 seconds is sticking out in my head.
It was a lot, which is really significant. If you consider moving about, I don't know, 10 feet and shooting 24 rounds, 11 seconds is huge. And it's not like you came out of the gate pussyfooting around. I mean, you came out at 100%. It was just all the technical stuff we worked on from there.
Yeah, there, yeah. It was pretty warm there, too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was there. So so it was, like I said, it was a lot to learn on up there, but I was paying more close as far as what you were teaching me with the movement, as far as for accuracy. I mean, because I knew how I could shoot. I know how I shoot and stuff there. But after I got that flow down to where I was, like I said, bebopping all over the place, everything there, then I was able, to get my sight picture and get everything down and even more accurate shots, I think I was able to.
People don't realize how much movement affects your accuracy. If you're not shock absorbing your sights, they're bouncing around, and it either delays your shooting or makes the shooting more difficult. It really does help with accuracy.
Mm-hmm. So then, and of course, poor Rick, who came along with me.
He was just sending me a message. He was just sending me a message wanting a live link, and I said, I'm going to send you the podcast link because the show's almost over. But
he was also way out of his comfort zone coming from the tactical side. But the thing about this class is I'm taking about 4 days worth of knowledge and compressing it into a 2-day class. It's a lot to learn.
And plus, the other added pressure was there is that we had some state champions or high guys. I mean, that was in that that type of shooting out there. So that was a little bit of more peer pressure on us as well.
I do typically train a lot of the state champions and area champions and things like that. And when you have them in your class, it does bring a little bit of extra pressure, but that's not necessarily a bad thing if you can put a spin on it.
I welcome it there. So, but at first, like I said, it was a lot to learn. I mean, especially learning that type of shooting, trying to understand the course that was going through there. To me, it was a little bit intimidating in a way, but I soon got over that there and then realized what I was there for. And that was for the movement of that. And, once I started getting that movement there, and then, of course, as you did some walkthroughs and doing some, study, how we're going to move it, and then you offered quite a bit of examples out there that we could look at, and as well as some of the other classmates there is picking up on them from what they've had experience with you, as your students were. So, So, I mean, you just don't listen, sometimes listen to the instructor, but listen to the students who've taken the class.
A lot of my students they're repeat offenders. They take my class more than once.
That shows, a sign of confidence on that there as far as how well the instructor is when the students are jumping right in there too and helping the instructor right along out there. But like I said, usually when I've gone to tactical training class, like I said, I got bad hips. And if you ever had your hip collapse during the class, I mean, I have to bail out and without interrupting the rest of the class. I had to walk out, and a pulverized piece of bone, and I had to powder it inside my joint so that way I can get the pain away, everything there. And usually that happens at every class that I go. And I let all the instructors know that I got bad hips. And a lot of these instructors are friends of mine. They understand. But this class, it didn't happen. And that's what was so unique about it there, in still putting all that you got into it there, but yet you walk in and I'm expecting, when is that hip going to collapse? When is that chip of bone going to get in between my joint, and start piercing and cutting? And it wasn't there. And that was a relief. And so that there, what I have learned is what I take into the next classes that I go into. And that's why I'd like to get into another class with you on up there to even, learn more on that, and push my goals a little bit faster.
Well, exactly. I mean, you were a novice to movement, to efficient movement. So even just hitting the tip of the iceberg and learning all this stuff for the first time, you still saw that big of a difference. And it's not habit for you yet. You were still just first learning it and still saw a difference. So just imagine if you made it a daily practice.
Before we run out of time.
That would make.
Before we run out of time, if I may. Okay. Because we got about a minute here. Keita, for the past year, you have collaborated with me on a very regular basis, and I want to thank you for that. You have brought a wide variety of guests. You are evolving. We may actually turn you into a broadcaster at some point. Don't get the big head just yet. You still have a ways to go.
And, co-host?
Well, that's what she's been doing today. She's been host. So, thank you very much for that. And Gene, it's great to have you back on the show. I wish you wouldn't be such a stranger. He'll tell me he doesn't like to talk, and then he'll talk for about 2 days. He got a lot to say, a book of knowledge. So thank you for joining me tonight, guys.
Well, I appreciate
thank you so much,
friend.
Bill.
Merry Christmas to both of you. To everybody out there, back again in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Merry Christmas. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect. Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the tax doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.